We have a speaker that will be bringing a lay leader, a lay servant, the history chair, the twister director, the former chair of EBRC. Yeah, she has the most announced person in there. But above all of those things, she is a child of God and she is a friend. It's an honor to have Ms. Kathy Smith bring the word to you all this morning. Give her your love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow. I've never been introduced so well. Thank you. I'd like you to pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, you are the source of all wisdom. I ask that you grant me the ability to clearly express my thoughts so that I may proclaim your truth with conviction. Let your words be a reflection of your love and the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Our gospel today that Joanne read so well was John 10, verses 1 to 10. And John 10 opens with the image of a shepherd with his sheep. The first 5 verses are all about that shepherd. It talks about his familiar voice and the trust that the sheep have for him. You can recognize that having a shepherd, a good shepherd, to take care of you and to be the master of your life is a good thing.
Amen.
Being a shepherd is an important image in the Bible. Jesus is referred to at least 21 times in the New Testament as the Good Shepherd. In the scriptures, Jesus drew some interesting parallels between people and sheep. Sheep are basically helpless creatures. They can't take care of themselves, and if left by themselves, they will wander off and get lost. The shepherds care for their sheep. They will lead them to green pastures and care for their every need. A shepherd calls his flock, and the sheep respond to his words. They know his voice, and they trust him. Jesus is often referred to as the Good Shepherd. We know his voice, and we respond to it. We follow him because we know that his way is the right way. His way is God's way. Jesus suffered on the cross for us. In the glory of Easter and in the coming of spring, we know that he's back among us.
Yes.
Imagine that you are a sheep on a farm. You love your farmer. He feeds you and he gives you water every day. On nice days, he takes you out of the pen once you eat grass in the field. He calls you when he wants you to come, and you follow him because you love him. You won't follow people you don't know. You know the farmer, and you know that you can trust him. Now, imagine that you're back in the barn so that you can sleep. Suddenly, you hear howling and scratching. Something is trying to get into the barn. It's a wolf. And of course, he wants to eat you. But the farmer comes and he fights the wolf. The farmer dies because he's saving you from danger. The wolf goes away and you are safe. The farmer is dead. Apply this lesson to your life. The good shepherd in our life is Jesus. He died for us because he loves us. He wants us to know him, and he rejoices when we come to him rather than being lost in sin. God always intended that his people be led, fed, and protected by those who come in the legitimate way. The words of Jesus serve many roles. He goes before us, preparing the way. He makes sure that the way is clear and safe. We know we will have struggles and hardships, but the good good shepherd has already been through struggles and hardships, so he's able to help us navigate the treacherous territory. All we have to do is continue to listen to his voice, his words. Through our prayers and worship, Jesus leads us. He helps us to understand more fully and clearly the path that we should take. Jesus protects us. It's so important that we listen to his words. There are so many voices in today's world telling us what to do and what to believe. They want our loyalty. They want our attention. If we listen to the Good Shepherd, we will find the help we need to make the right choices about who we are and what we believe. Be guided by the words of Christ to figure out what is really important. Being a Christian is our legacy. From the moment of our baptism and our birth into the kingdom of God, Jesus leads us. As our shepherd, he leads us to green pastures and still waters. He promises to restore our souls, and he leads us in the path of righteousness. The words of Jesus very clearly tell us who we are and whose we are. Sheep do not feel afraid as long as they sense their shepherd is nearby. They need to know that he is near. We're like that as Christians. We want to know that our Savior is near and he will help us if we need him. There are some who question the words of Jesus, finding it hard to believe that he's sincere. They question the other sheep in the flock to see if they will accept him or not. Even worse, many do not think they are worthy to receive that love, even after the shepherd has rescued them. In our daily lives, we encounter people who cause us concern. In John 10, Jesus refers to thieves and robbers. These can be false teachers or worldly distractors. They steal your time and your peace. Perhaps you've had disagreements with people about your faith. No one likes to be ridiculed for his beliefs. Remember that Jesus did not retaliate, but faced unbelievable pain and suffering so that we might have eternal life. Not striking back at those who strike at us requires enormous reserves of self-control. Our role as Christians is to emulate our shepherd when we encounter difficulties with others by using patience and understanding. That is not easy in today's world, when there are so many cruel and mean actions being taken against people. Tune your heart and your soul and your ears to God. Remember that Jesus loves even those who wander away, distracted by the greenery, and then find themselves separated from the rest of the flock. As I look around St. Luke's, I see indications that we are listening to God's voice. We're happy to see each other. We greet each other with hugs and smiles. We welcome guests and encourage them to come back. We are excited to have new family members. There's a feeling of love and acceptance at St. Luke's that people thrive on. Look at our missions program here at St. Luke's. You are being good shepherds with your support of Love and Self-Help, Family Promise, UMCOR, and the list goes on and on. Let's take a moment and picture the shepherd who cares for his sheep. He loves us regardless of what we've done or haven't done. Don't listen to the thieves and robbers who would discourage us from following in the shepherd's footsteps. Continue your good work and follow Christ's example of loving and caring for others. That's what we're all about in this family at St. Luke's. Our love for one another creates the fellowship that we cherish here. Jesus knows us, and he wants us to know him. He rejoices when we come to him rather than being lost. Cultivate a personal relationship with Jesus. Recognize his voice. Find security in your relationship with him. Understand that he is your only way to salvation. Who are the thieves in your life? Perhaps it's social media, or work, or people who discourage a relationship with God. Listen to the Lord with prayer and scripture. Lean on him and accept that he cares for you. I want to reread today's Psalter because it means so much. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of